In the words of the scriptures, grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you, most of you got the newsletter maybe in the last couple days, or it's in the mail, or you will. You'll see my first couple lines in the article there, I sort of told you this, but I really do like New Year's. It's one of my favorite holidays, and I don't know why entirely. Not a religious holiday, maybe that's why. Just fun, fun together. As a kid, get to stay up much later than usual and eat nice food and drink pop, which I wasn't normally allowed to. I don't know why. It's always one of my favorites, but I realized later why it became one is that I loved the opportunity to reflect back and say, hey, what went on this past year? And look through journals, look through calendars, look through things. Oh, this happened. Oh, that was good. That was not so good. That was, you know. And I liked the opportunity to think back and reflect and say, what went on? And just to kind of take inventory of your life and what God has done and what has happened. And then I enjoyed thinking, okay, God, what might be coming? Obviously, only the Lord knows the future, but we still plan and make plans and ideas. And so I really enjoyed that. But this year, no, I was in bed long before, maybe not long before, but before midnight I was in bed. When Sunday morning comes early, 9 o'clock is the new midnight. So, and with YouTube, you can watch the ball drop at any time of day. You just gotta search it on YouTube, press play, and there you go. I wonder about you. I'm kind of curious as to some of your New Year's, not necessarily traditions, but I'm guessing almost everyone in here has probably made a resolution at some point in their lives. Raise your hand if you have. On some level, made some sort of resolution around this time of year. I'm curious as to what they are. What are some of the resolutions at some point in your life that you've made? Finish projects, you said? Yeah, finish things you've started. Visit people, lose weight, quit smoking. I didn't hear you, Eric. Lose weight, okay. Nancy Wester was to eat more pickles. That's a good one. If you like pickles, I guess. She does. Yeah, what other ones that you made? Exercise, yeah. Read through the Bible in a year. Contact people. Absolutely. Yeah, usually they're a form of do or a form of don't, right? On the positive, I want to do certain things that might be beneficial for me. On the negative side, I want to not do things that might be harmful for me. Sure. Anybody have some really strange ones that you're like, I'm sort of embarrassed to say, but I'm feeling brave?
Be nice to my wife.
If you didn't hear it back there, somebody, I won't name any names, said, be nicer to my wife. Any other really, really weird ones? You're all curious, right? I'm sure I've made them, and I'm sure I've broken them. How long, anybody, what's the longest you've made? Anybody made to February on their resolution? If it was something like every day or... Somebody made February. Bruce did. Good. Try and behave. You didn't make that very far, did you? No. And personally, for me, actually, if I think of when's the right time to start something or change something, it's probably not January. It's probably more like June, July, August, September, somewhere in that middle of the year. But I wonder, why is it that we get to this time of year and say, hey, I'm going to make a change, or I'm going to make a resolution, or do something, or don't do something. Why is it that we do that?
New beginning.
Yeah, new year, new beginning. Yeah. There's something in all of us at some point that says, you know what, I think something needs to change. Maybe not big, maybe not. Good intentions, absolutely. Yeah. We look at our lives, look at ourselves, and say, you know what, maybe there's something that could be different. And it doesn't have to be huge, you know, some are. Some might be, hey, I really need to make a drastic. Maybe you went to the doctor and they said, you do need to make a drastic change. That's fine too, but maybe it's just something small. hey, I want to be intentional about talking to people I haven't talked. There's something in us that says, you know, we do need a fresh start every once in a while. We do need a new chance. We do need to wipe the slate clean, as it were. And a lot of people have, I noticed on social media last night, a lot of people were saying that about 2016. They were saying, mostly because they'd say a lot of famous people that they liked died in 2016. Most recently, you know, George Michael, Carrie Fisher of Star Wars fame. A number of, I would say, well-liked musicians or actors or popular famous people died. And not to mention, 2016, we had a very brutal, not very fun political campaign. There was a number of things that went on in the world, suffering in Syria. So many things people say, hey, we're ready to be done with that, and we're ready for something new. Although, only in the calendar we follow is today New Year's Day. Right? I mean, we've arbitrarily chosen the calendar that we use. But if you follow the Jewish calendar, follow the Muslim calendar, follow some calendars from in the Far East, it's a different day. Which brings me to the epistle reading we looked at today, 2 Corinthians 5. It's one of my favorite chapters in all of the Bible. And there's one verse buried right in there. It says, many of you heard it before, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Now that's the verse, but that whole section, I want to read through it again for you, and I want you to listen. And I want you to listen with New Year ears. Ears that may or may not have made a resolution. If you have, good for you. If you haven't, that's fine. I'm not making one this year because I don't want to feel guilty tomorrow. More than I already will for food I've eaten in the past week. But I want to hear with New Year ears about a God who always is inviting you to a fresh start. That is the gospel of Jesus, is that each day as we wake up is new day, new year, new life because of what Jesus has done for you, not because of anything we deserve. We're the one, and we can poke at ourselves and laugh about New Year's resolutions that we don't keep for very long. But as we confessed our sins, we said, God, I have nothing to offer you, but everything good I have comes from your hand, freely and graciously. So I want you to hear these words. For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died, therefore we all have died. Talk about a new start. Because Jesus has died, we've all died with him, and that he died for all, that those who might live no longer live for themselves, but for him, for their sake, died and was raised. From now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we once were. We regard him thus no longer. Verse 17, it's underlined for you. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is past. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself, gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their sins against them, and entrusting this message of reconciliation to us. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And back to verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has passed. The new has come. We don't have to look very far into our own lives and our own souls to know that we need something new. I do, each and every day. And that only comes from Jesus. As you stand at the beginning of a new year, what you need most, what your heart longs for most, what your soul longs for most, is to be reconnected to God, and he has freely done that for you. Now, I think resolutions can be a very good thing. It's looking at our lives and saying, hey, something needs to change. Hey, I want to connect with these people. Or, hey, I want to eat at McDonald's less. Or whatever the thing is that you point. Those are good. But beyond all those, the thing we need most is our biggest problem isn't our diet. It's our relationship with God. And here God says, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The thing we need most, forgiveness and grace, and a God that will unconditionally love you because he has died for you, you are given that. And you are given that freely, and you're not just given it today as you turn on, and last night as you turn on the TV and people talk about new start, new year, whatever. In Christ, every day is New Year's. It is, in a sense. Every day, it's new. You wake up and say, I am baptized into God's name. It's a new year. That you have that new, fresh start because God's love comes to you new each and every day. Famously, Martin Luther would say, as you wake up, you know, remind yourself that you're baptized. Make the sign of the cross as a physical marker reminder that you are baptized. You'd say the Apostles' Creed and the Lord's Prayer, but you're reminding yourself of your baptism that you died with Christ and you rise with Christ, that you are in Christ. You are a new creation. So I wonder what that would look like for you as we are at January 1, New Year. What if you woke up tomorrow and whatever you had to face, you said, I'm in Christ, I'm a new creation. In Christ, this is New Year's for my identity because I'm in Christ. What would that look like? Or how might that change how you go about your day? For those of you that maybe get another holiday tomorrow, or some of you have to go to work tomorrow or the next day, what if you woke up on Tuesday and said, well, God's word says I'm in Christ, I'm a new creation. I'm forgiven, made new, baptized. How might that change Tuesday and what you go through and what you face? Or when you go to the doctor and you're afraid of what they're going to say to you, but you can walk in that door and say, I'm in Christ, I'm a new creation. Or when you're afraid of getting let go from your place of employment and you say, well, I'm in Christ, I'm a new creation. You see, when you walk around and tell yourself and remind each and every day you can make the sign of your cross to physically remind you that I'm in Christ. I'm a new creation. When you're too proud, it makes you humble. And when you're beaten down, it gives you a true sense of who you really are. So I wonder and what that might look for you. When life is going well this year and you say, I'm in Christ, he gets the glory. I'm a new creation. But when life is going really poorly in this next year, you say, I'm still in Christ. He is my rock. He is the one who has died for me. Or when your resolution, you know, fails on Wednesday, you can still say, I am in Christ. That's not me. I am not a failure. I am in Christ. I am a new creation. Can you imagine what that would look like if we woke up and did that? How that might change how your outlook is if each and every day this year you say, I'm in Christ. I'm a new creation. Say it with me. I am in Christ. I am a new creation. You've started a habit for the year. Keep it going. And may God richly bless you as God continually reminds you each and every day that you are in Christ and you are a new creation. In the name of Jesus, amen.